But the Chayyim explains the one who says Ligamuliba, so that means that it's Mishagidi is here and back. The one who says Ligamuligab means that Tzumus HaGidin is in front. So you can all pass both. Because you have the Achilles tendons you have in both places, here and you have it here. So we pass the Chumra by both sheets. So we discuss it tomorrow.
Shuruch HaPein Eilat Trefus, Brother Rosh Hashiva, Chav Vav, Yor HaTov Shimon Vav, June 4th, 1986, on Wednesday.
So, let's go with the Rashi that I'm going without. Tzumus HaGidin, Omar Abbasim Rabbi Mashmur, Tzumus HaGidin, Omar, Mokim Shah, Gidin Tzemzi, when they converge, that come up, where is the sensitive area of the Tzumus HaGidin, so that if it's cut there, so it's created. Omar Yahweh Rabban Yaakov Shmei, Kabinu Bi Rabbi Yudha Omar Ben Shomer Minei Yilse Migaba Rabbi Shmei Limani Shmuel. So we say, Shom Mok Shakim Tzitz, Mok Tzitz, Ban Mok Shem Spash. No, 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 so in other words, the vital area, the sensitive area of Tzumus HaGidin where it is nechdach, it is faith, is a way, the bar means chutz, the gab means lifnim, but the bar means the chutz, it's a way from the bone, gab means the bone. Which bone? Now, we have the now in the Gemara we call the hakdom, that's the ankle bone. So we call it arche. I mean arche can have reference to the knee bone too, but here arche means the hack bone. And then above the hack bone, so the shoulder. And in the morning it's called Etzel and Tzoy. Now, actually, there are two big bones in the shank. One, the lower bone is the tibia, and then the upper bone is called Salamay, I forgot. But the lower bone is in the shank, just above the hack, above the ankle, is called the tibia bone. But Gemara calls it like one etzem, so we consider it one etzem. Even though, I mean, anatomically, structurally, so there is the lower part of the leg, so it's the tibia bone, then there is a piece of cartilage tissue, and then another bone comes out. But altogether, I mean the tibia bone and the cartilage tissue and the upper bone is called etzem and tzoy. So in other words, when Rashi talks of etzem, he means the tibia bone and the upper bone in the shank, in the shape. It's all part of, it's all called one bone. I mean the etzem and tzoy. Now, I'm a very bad artist. So anyway, so let's say if this represents the hard bone, is in the ankle, then the tibia bone, and then there is a small piece of Kato's teaching, and then the other the lower one. But altogether, from here to here, it's called the essence of it. So first we have the Tibia bone, then there is this small piece of carpal tissue, and then the other lower bone, which is also part and parcel of the essence of it. Now, we have the tumors are given, there are three, one thick one, and two relatively thin ones. So they start just here, just they come down from the hard bone. So you see here there is a thick lid and then two thin ones running along the tibia bone. And I think what Rashi says that there is over a distance of 2 ethboys, 3 ethboys, and 3 ethboys. So it's devoid, the bone does not have any flesh. Rashi probably has reference to the tibia bone. And then when it begins that flesh, that's the other bone. The lower bone, you see. The lower bone. So between the tibia bone and the lower bone, there is a piece of cartilage tissue. Cartilage, but it's considered as one big bone. I mean, the tibia bone, the cartilage tissue, and the lower bone is considered etymon. But apparently, I mean, I'm not sure, but I think that when Rashi says that over a distance of 2 ethboys, 3 ethboys, so then there is no flesh, and the tumors are eating and digging are attached directly to the surface of the bone. So that's the tibia bone. So you see you have here the 3D, the thick one, and the 2 thin ones, they are attached to the bone. And then they go down into the cartilage tissue, and you see, so in the tibia bone itself, they are not converged, mummished together, because they are separate, you see. They are separate. Then, as they get off from the tibia bone into the cartilage tissue and into the lower bone, they become converged and united, entwined in the form of a tsumas, hadin, you see. And there they go down. The lower bone has a lot of flesh and the bone. And as the tumor sagittin runs down, so it's nidra in the bosa. So it's nidra in the bosa for a certain distance, and it's very hard. And then it becomes softer and softer until it reaches a point where it becomes completely nidra in the bosa. It is as soft as the bosa itself. As soft as the bosa itself. So, for a so over the tibia bone, it runs down and the bone itself and is attached to the bone, to the surface of the bone, there is no flesh there. Then it goes down from the tibia bone and into the cartilage tissue and into the lower bone, but then as it gets off the tibia bone, so it becomes intertwined, the three gini become intertwined into like as if they have been one day, you know, become intertwined like this, you see, like this. First it is separate. Look at these three fingers. So the thumb, that's the that represents the relatively thick gate. And then these two fingers represent the relatively thin gate. So on the SM over a distance of 3 ethboys. So they run down but not intertwined together like this. And then they converge and they get off in a tangent, and then they run down in a converged form over the lower bone over a certain distance until they become so soft that it is as soft as the bosa itself. At the beginning it's hard, to do. So, but three dimensions. But then, as we go down to the bottom of the, I mean, not the bottom, I mean, as we go down, because it's happening in America, toward the knee. So it becomes softer and softer until it reaches a point when it's completely as soft as possible. So what is Dakte? That the Dalet Dakte. So according to Rashi, Dakte is Etzvah, so it's four Etzvahs altogether. But according to Rambam, Dakte itself is four Etzvahs. So four Dakte is 16 Etzvahs. And the Pasuk is like Rambam. She Yishu Sheimei, that's Rashi, she Shio Dalet Etzvahs. Uvehim Dako. ובין מודקו, ונושת החכון ושיר, אבל מריסו ולמישהו, שכל זמן שהם ליבונים, קושי גרובים, יש להם דמצום הסגיד, אבל כשהם מסכים לזרק איך, או שאיתם לדקים, אין להם דמצום הסגיד. So in other words, so this is true in the בין מודקו also, and in the בין מודקו and in the מודקו, that at the beginning it's relatively hard, its ligaments, and then it becomes softer and softer until it becomes as soft as the bosso itself, as the bosso itself. But in the Bhimogaso, so we have a shio, Dalit's voice, sixth voice. In the Bhimodako, there is no shio. But what is true of a Bhimodako, so is true of a Bhimogaso also, except that in Bhimogaso we have a shio. So, so first they start coming down together, but they're not completely intertwined. And then they start becoming completely intertwined, but still hard until they start separating from each other, and then they are completely soft. When they start separating from each other, they are completely soft. But now let's see the Rashi again. Really, Tzumisagini, Rabbi Omar Rabashi, they are down on the bar. The bar means chutz of the bone. Which bone? The hard bone. Let's see the Rashi. Mishiyetzin agibun no etze. Which etze? In fact, it means the hard bone. Because there it starts. As a matter of fact, the giving starts even before the shake begins. They stem out from the ankle, from the hard bone. So initiating hagibun etzem, that means the hard bone, then we how can we boso? So etzem limayon na peret. Peret means the joint. That's the joint between the hard bone and the shake. So that's the pelvis. So the etzem, now this etzem, first we said the shake, and the etzem means the hard bone. How can go so? So etzem l'mayol n'apere, she means the tibia bone. That's already the etzem in the shake. Or in the way boso. So it has no boso on it. Ki shtayim gimel es goyis, ve'agidin adukim be, ve'agidin adukim be, of course, you see, Rashi says Kishtan Dimas means this Rashi Tosin, the positive expression of the CS, but there is a migration there. The Gat means one etzba. So altogether it's four etzbois, but the Gomit Ramon Basit means four etzbois. So altogether in six etzbois, so it's reasonable that the part of the bone where there's no flesh is also much more than Stein in the first place. Rashi says Stein, because the whole thing is for its place. But according to the Raman, six in its place, so in all probability, the bone where it is devoid of flesh and the kidneys are attached to the surface of the bone tissue, the bone tissue is also more than Stein in the first place. They are kidneys are looking walking to the scarcity level and they come out, but it doesn't mean the scarcity is scarcity. That's not yet. And only my loss of first, they get off from the bone tissue and they start running across the cartilage tissue. And then again, over the bone tissue, which is the other one. But it's all considered as part and parcel of that material. I forgot the name of the other bone. It broke the tibia bone. I forgot the name. So, but it's still, it's considered as a material. Everything is considered as a material. We walk in the stars together with my law, must do. So, the whole mansion is losing Upshubi, Hashreisha Yachat, Kovitzemes. I'm walking in the stars and it starts in Zemizeh, so then they become completely soft like butter. This is the butter. So according to the first Noma, according to Rabbi Omar Abashe, who says, Agame Ulva, so the vital area of the Tumas Hadidim is where it gets off from the tibia bone that is has no flesh. So then they become mamish in the blind. But until that point where they become in the blind, as long as they are not mamish in the blind, even though they are together and close to one another, so it doesn't have the vital, it's not considered to be nothing. You see here, I put in the diagram, the fish, yeet, and the two fingers, as they run along the surface of the bone tissue where there is no bosom. So they are not managing the twine. They start as they get off the tibia bone, which is part of the tibia and into the cartilage tissue and then again into the other bone. Then they become completely intertwined. So according to the first mandoma, when does the vital area begin? Here, until here. Then, at this point, it already starts, I didn't put it down, so it already starts going in different directions. And becoming soft. So from here till here, that's the bite layer, the bite layer. Now, then, the other mandoma says, Rabbi Barabune Omar Rav, Ashe, the Agam and the Gav. So what does Rashi say, the Agam and the Gav? Say, the Agam and the Gav, in coin tumes, the Rosh Yisrael, in coin tumes, Elon came at the cross on the Etzel walking from the broken day other pair. So in other words, what he means is that on the contrary, whereas according to the first one, so the vital area begins when it starts becoming intertwined from the tribune over here. The vital area begins over here and it ends over here when they start separating. So, according to the second mandala, just other way around. The Vaikraya begins here and it ends here. So the Rosh is thinking Rashi. He says it's not mashma like that, because according to Rashi's pshat, so the second mandoma is not machmir over and above the first mandoma, because the second, like the first mandoma, says to the Vaikraya begins here. He got me back. Begins here, up to here, but over here they're not intertwined, they are just running on the naked surface of the tibia bone, so then they're not intertwined, so they do not have the idea of tzumus hadin, because they're not intertwined yet. When did they start to become intertwined? As they get off from this into the cartilage tissue, and then on top of the other bone, which is part and parcel of the etzem tzoi. So the vital area begins here, not over here. It begins here and it ends here. According to the second mandala, the vital area begins here and it ends here. So in the mamash intertwined, according to the second mandala, so there it's not a vital area, there it's not matter. Very strange. So the Rosh says no. The third mandoma is certainly more the biggest machmir. So maybe since Dada, the second mandoma, is also machmir over and above the first mandoma. Whereas according to Rashi's pshat, so the second mandoma is not machmir over and above the first mandoma. But according to the first mandoma, the vital area begins after the base and you know its voice, where it is devoid of flesh, it begins there and it ends where it starts separating in different directions. And according to the second mandoma, it begins at this point where it starts running on the naked tibia bone, and it ends where it gets off from the naked tibia bone. So it's not one is machna, one is naked, but according to the first mandoma, it begins here and it ends here. According to the second mandoma, it begins here and it ends here. So in other words, according to the second mandoma, it ends where according to the first mandoma, the bike layer begins. So he says no. The horse says no. Each mandoma is machmir over and above the previous mandoma. So according to the first mandala, it begins as far as the first mandala is concerned. So according to Rashi, the same as according to Rashi, it begins when it gets off the bone that is devoid of flesh, that's really the tibia bone, and it ends, the right area ends where it starts separating in separate directions and becoming soft. And according to the second mandala, it begins right beneath the hakbon. And it ends at the same place as it ends according to the first mandala. So according to the Rosh Pshat, the second mandala is more machmir than the first mandala. And the third mandoma, so says, Yostahum Rabon Kamil Rababe, Yostahum Kama, Darkume Gufi, Akume Darkum, that's the handball. That's why, because actually, the giving starts running in the middle of the handball. So from the point where it starts turning out, even above the shape, not the body shape, that's beneath the shape. Beneath the shape, it also has the status of Tzimtzum. But he don't pass for like the third one. He don't pass for like the first one. So he says, Omalei, Rabbi Lutatisle, Hocham Rabbi had the Paratapre, and that's like the second one. Haile Rabbi Break the Rabbi Barabune. So then the Gemara formulates it in terms of size. So, Rabbi Omar Abbas, 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 Abbas, Omar Abbas, Omar Abbas, Omar Abbas, Omar Abbas, Omar Abbas, And according to Rambam, batete means forest place. So, four batete is four times four, so he six in his place, but two in an axe. Then you go, now let's turn to the wash.
Flesh. But at the 10th
will start separating. And when we give directions, according to the second mandala, it tends in the same place in the first mandala, but it begins at the beginning of the tibia bone. Even when it runs along the naked bone that is devoid of flesh, it also has the fierce of tzimtzum, but only at the beginning of the tibia bone, mashayim chain. In the hard bone, it doesn't have the fierce of tzimtzum. And then the third mandala says, even below the shape. So, in the middle of the hard bone, it also has the status of tzimtzum. But we don't pass for any time. Now, this is the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi tasted, and the Rambam. But except that according to Rashi, so the second mandala is not machmir over the first mandala, the other Rishayim agree with the pshat of the Rosh. The second mandoma is machmir above, over and above the first mandoma. In other words, it begins at the beginning of the shape bone, of the shape bone, and it ends where it starts separating. Now let's read this. The Raide, he has no different shape, and all together different shape. According to the Raide, the machlekes between the first mandala and the second mandala Now, you know, it seems we both seek our deep ways. We need to choose again, or she needs to create our peace for less than kind. Tsumas Agiri, that's the Ikashi, the most of him. He will be made of the etzem and soil, till at the roots, shazon of nature, where the tail hangs down. So that's where the Tsumas Agiri is. Even though we have the same giving over here too. So then he says, Yesh mi shehim meira, shehim till at the tmin, in tzatcholo abein. That's the right achievement. In other words, that's the machlekes between the Mandoma who says, Libar, so Libar is here, you see. Libar is here. And the one who says Ligar is here. And Daruchin is like the Mandoma who says Ligar. I mean, all the Rishayim say that Daruchin is the Mandoma who says Ligar, Ligar. But according to the other Rishayim, Ligamo Ligab means, has reference to the extent of the area of the chiyus of the Tzumas Agiri. According to the Raibe, Ligab means, Lifnim. So that means here, but according to all, over here. So the Tzumas Agiri marked here, so it's framed. According to all the other Rishayim, so, and then it's caught here. So it's not the Machlekes and Mitzias. The Mitzias means that you have the same kind of free giving here and here. But according to the Shemi, so it's here where the Zonov hangs down. And according to the Raiva, there's the Machlekes between Mandoma, who says the down or the back. So Mandoma will say the Gamma of the Bar, so it's here. And Mandoma will say the Gamma of the Gav, so it's here. And we ask what Mandoma will say, the Gamma of the Gav. Yes?
So, well, according to the writer, but how do you explain the third sheet to them? I mean,
oh. No. So according to the writer, it has nothing to do with the machlekes between a Rabbe Omer Rabashe and Rabbe Baravuna Omer Rabashe. Rabbe Omer Rabashe and Rabbe Baravuna Omer Rabashe have a machlekes as to whether the Tzumas Agiri has reference to the Tzumas Agiri, where the Zono hangs down, or it has reference to the Tzumas Agiri in front. Then, with other Mandoma, discusses another question. So he says, Yosef Ahumi Rabon and Kamil Rabate, Yosef Ikoma, the Akumi Bufe. Whether it has reference to the giving in back or to the giving in front, but it, they start standing in the Hagdor. So, over there too, it has the chiyus of Tzumas Agiri. So the Gemara says, Amri Rabbi Elita Sitzoe, Hocham Rabbi Yichri Parata. But the third Mandoma is not the third Mandoma. He discusses a comic private, he discusses another question. According to Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh and the Rambam, so in other words, the third Mandoma is the third Mandoma. They discuss the extent and the size of the Tzumas Agiri. According to the Raide, so the first Mandoma and the second Mandoma discuss one question, whether the Tzumas Agiri is in back or it's in front. So, Rabbi Omar Rabashe says, Agamu Libar is in back, where the Zolo hangs down. And Rabbi Baravuna Omar Rabashe says that it's in front. Agamu Ligar, it's important. Then the Gemara discusses another question. as to the size of the Tsumsayu. So, Yosham Rabban Kami Rabbi Yasutama, the Akumi Guf, of course, passes Aloshim Yumore, tends to indicate that he has reference to the same question. Because he used Roshim Akumi Guf, but the writer could explain it that way. The Akumi Guf, in other words, that even at the beginning, where the giving starts, still coming out from the handbone, even there, it has the fears of Tzumsagim. And it's caught there, in the handbone, so it's already trained. So the Gemara Sarabhati says no. The Rabbis is not in Yasod this year, but the Magen Mishneh in the Ches, Miluches, Shchita, Halochi Yuchimu, mentioned the Rabbis. Halochi Yuchimu, Tzumesagim. So, the Rabbis, the Rabbis says, Tzumesagim means the Bebo, the Chayo, the Mayo, the Mayo, above the ankle, the Mokim Shchim, the Atabok, the Bebo, the Inspiration, the Bebo, the Bebo, the Bebo, the Bebo, the Bebo, the Bebo, the So he says, the right of the magician says, Poshichon, Bailey, Jim Hadim, Rabba, Marabasha, that hung with that. Rabbuna, come on, Rabbuna, Rabbuna, and the Arabah. Das, das, Rabbuna, and das, Rabbuna, and Posh. Shall we never go to town with me and Jim Hadim and the Mokme? In way of Kalapia Bete, or Kalapia Zone. Shall we das, cool out the Kalapia Zone? In back. Mashallah, the more Rabbuna, Marabasha, that hung with that. Where does it begin the Bible? I wonder if any. May you have mastered here and use of a big design to be a slasher. Our Ivet Hosha for you will be cooling to toilet. Who takes to fully some of our Marasino, who wish to shut up. בכל הרבי רוז'ה שזל, בכל הנמשוך נכון. ופירש שרובה ורבה ורבון הם נחלקו בידי אז, צומת הגיד אם איך נהיה. Because of all the הפסק המחושן זל, שאימרו יחדית רעיס את הספרוסות, גיהוד מעלים ומישכים, ואימריס נחל חכמוסי, ולניח כבול החמודאי ומניעים שהרעי שלנו לדבור, פגיד רבי מפוסקו ולנפושן, ומחבר, טס מוסדות.
Rashi said,
Sahasrara, Uhimabra Vashikanya, behold Bukhti, Bani Tauti Nikta Vise, Mika Shwe. So we pass in every aloha like Mabravashi, except two alohas, so we don't pass like Mabravashi. But here, but this is not one of the two alohas, so maybe we pass like Mabravashi, we could it. If Saka we may, we cannot mean it. So it's chaos. If Saka we so we cannot mean it, so again it's chaos. But he says Mabravashi or not. Like Mahabharabhashi. So in other words, so and the Shukhanov passes like this, it's not like Rashi. Because according to Mahabharabhashi, so the Gemara says so, but the Hindako, even if it is transparent, not really white, just a little white, transparent, so it's also true. So, so it's straight. Even if it is just transparent, so have it something. Not only, even if it's not manuscript. Because first, Abaye said, Chivre have tzumezaki. Loi chivre loi have tzumezaki. So then Mabarabashi says, Chivre zige avogab loi chivre, so it's still tzumezaki. Now, how do we come off asking? So, Simen Bob, CK, Shiro Okon, Nelson Shemasu, in the sensing, Ajin is fasting, the Bosso, the Gaso, the Zionist boy, just like Ram. The Yishu Shemir, so Shiro Dawes, just like Rashi. Who in the Dako, in us, from Shiro, Elon Marison, the Yishu, Shekhoz, Mam Shem, the Boni, Koshi, the Obi, Yishlem, Yitz, Mesagi, Abo, כשהם מסכים להסרחך, או שניתן לדעתי, אין לו אין את התמוסדים. So if it is white, so then it has it in the תמוסדים. So it's red. If it's not white, so it's not red. What does Mabar Abashi say? That even if it's not mamish white, but just transparent, so it's also like white, and it has it in the תמוסדים. It is red. But look how the Mahabharata says, mocking Jain, one of the car, and one of the tas, who mazirin Jain's hookies, transparent, loya with himself. It's not like a Mahabharata. So it's not that Akashi has hookies. So it's kosher, if it's transparent, not really right. So it's kosher. It's not like the Pshat, the Shita of Akashi. It's like Shita of Pesach. That we are there is that the halacha is like Mabarabashi in Alakele, except in Meipach the Chivre, and Chivre is referenced to this, the Tzumzahim. So in other words, only if it's Mamish white, so then it's right. But if it's not Mamish white, just transparent, it's Chokis, Loyal Tzumzahim. Okay, let's go over the Gemara. There is a machlekes Hashem yesterday we went over the Gemara. We need the time to discuss it. Omar Amina Mishlin de Ravzi. Tilte, Tlote Chuta, the Afrigi, had a net one relatively thick, and three thin, and two relatively thin. It's a Kaline, how can I do it? So the Chumbe, he said, Ravzi mentioned the Chumbe. If the thick one was severed, so the rebellion is gone, so it's straight. If Saktine and the thick one is in the act, as the rebellion, so the rebellion is gone. Marabashe, Master Kule, if Sakaline, or if rebellion, if Saktine, or if rebellion. So Marabashe, now, Abarabashe, he mentions that we could. Now, and we hear all the Rishayim, you see the machlekes between the Rach, Tetzvos, and Rashi. In other words, he's regard to Abarabashe's first memory of keeping Zig out of the Rechiva, but in regard to Abarabashe's second memory, whether it's a Kula or a Chumre, they are all the Rishayim. Asking like Mabarash. So if Zakaline or Ikerebim, if Zaktine or Ikerebim. So that means that even if the thick ones separate, but if the two thin ones are intact, so it's kosher. And even if the two thin ones are separate, but the thick one is intact, it's also kosher. Now, then the Gemara says, Beifes, Shitza Chuta, there are 16 years. He posted Chadunai Fred. So, Beifes is more from, if one is severed, he's Fred. Only Mar Abashe, the Kalimu Kami Abe, before Abashe, Vais of Shafifi, Voda Kashka de Chamisa, Hadachada Bishon de Chabai. So, there was one gear in the power that looked different. Not say so, he did find it. So he said, "Baashka Fred." So it was separated into two. So it's 16. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Tzumas Agidin Shomru Berume. So he had two Shemis. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Tzumas Agidin Shomru Berume. My Rube, the Yechad Men. So what does Rube mean? The Yechad Men. He amputed Kamel Yishmael, Omari, Merde. So, the first Lashon of Rav says, so says that even if one of the three giving is separate, so it's faith. That's not like Mar Ravash's deed of a Ifzakalino Incherbin and Ifzakino Incherbin. He's saying that if all echad men is ifsa, so that way, if one thin one is ifsa berube, even though the thick one is intact, and the other thin one is also intact, so it's already great. So it's not like Mama. Then Shmuel says, can we become in Shmuel? Only in Melbourne, what happened? In view of the fact that they are three giving, can you say, Kadminaye, Migamre, or you can pray, so why do you not say, if one of the giving was severed, so it's three, but they are three, so even if one is severed, but you still have two giving that are intact, why should we pray? Stayne, the Ike pray. So it's mashma that even Shmuel the Meitzer Rav in the first lashon is a big machlok. He says in the first lashon that even if one of the giving is seven and two remaining intact, and the two remaining intact is still present, even if the one that is seven is the one big one. And Shmuel says no, inasmuch as he has two intact. Only one separate, so it's chaos. The implication being, that if we don't have to intact, then even Shmuel would be made at a distraction. Keine, die ich gekrei, aber ich gekrei wollte, wie geht der Rabbi Neuil, der Rabbi Neuil, der Schmuel, so mit der Gegend hat, der Steierball, der Kuta Sarten schon. So in other words, even if one is left, a Masha, der Kuta Sarten, Kuta Sarten means the threat of the one who has to fix a venting garment. So even a piece of thread, and you can sew up a vent without a piece of thread. I don't know how much is it, but so that means that even two giving are separate, but one giving is a little bit separate. And not even if the three giving are separate, but there is much left, so it's already kosher. So he's more major than Shmuel. So then there is a second motion. Whereas according to the first motion, so that is man. And Rav holds that if one deed is seven to obey, even though two deeds are intact, so it's three. He says that it's only three in the rope of each one of the three kings. But if the rope of two kings, but one king is not severed, then it's not right. That's the core. Can we become each more lonely? May have a plot up, we can plot it, the whole heart, the heart inside, the whole heart is Messiah, Rabbi Noye, the Homa, Rabbi Noye, on our Shmuel, Tzula Sagini, Shomwa, from the Steyrbole, Chuta Sabuche. So, according to the second Roshi, so, Rab is also making as against Rav in the first question, because Rav in the first question appears to say that if one deed is separate the Rubei, so then three deeds do have in head, and the second question Rav says that it's only three if each one of the three deeds is separate. Now the question is, how can we reconcile Rav in the second question with Marbara Vashisdi, because Rav in the second version is more major than Marbara Vashisdi. Rav in the second version is only Rav is even major in the case where a thick one was severed and one thin one was severed. As long as one thin one is intact, but Marbara Vashisdi doesn't go so far. He says only if the thick one is intact, even though it was a, but if one thin one is intact, and the thick one is severed, and one thin one is also severed, then it's right. Whereas, rather than the second version appears to say that even if one thick one is severed, and one thin one is severed, but one thin one is intact, it's also chaos. So, how can we reconcile Marbar Abash's memory with Rav's second motion? So let's see the Rosh. 啥意思？我妈没那么说两句，我就回家，所以今天还到你，你是个女孩子的女人，你是个女孩子的女人，女孩子的女人，妈把她拉上来，所以不能是个女人，是个女人，你是个女人，我一天为女人，比如还是个保险，对，比如还是个保险，所以她是来妈把她拉上。Even though, according to Tate says, and most ashamed, we don't pass on like Mahabharata's view in regard to the case where it's transparent, but a little white, so then not completely white. So Mahabharata says that's strange, and we most ashamed pass on something below also, that it's not right, because that's chibret, that's right. So, according to the years of faithfulness, this is one of the few alohas where we put aloha is not like Mahabharata. But this is another member of Mahabharata, it's not to do with chibret. So we pass on like Mahabharata. Beikhe shitra utade is kanai preke. Omer Mahabharata kanai kamila abe. Heißen kamei, kributen waschka kameisa. Habe chada vishane chabe, nabzu waschka fremi. Omer Rabbina, ma nabzu musa gibi di rube. Mai rube rube hachot mene, this is the first question. Peru shi nitsa kubishrach min trefe. Iki lam, mai rube rif, koreacho the second question. That is straight. If the rope of each one of the three dinim was severed, kam kite kam nishmuyo ma nabzu wakabe, o iki tinte, ichol chad echad. Messiah, the Rabbanoye, Doma Rabbanoye, Oma Shmuel, so Messiah Bidin. So, in other words, so Shmuel is saying that even if each one of the Gidim was severed, so let's say two thirds of the thick one severed, two thirds of one thin one severed, and two thirds of one the other thin one severed, it's still Pasha. Because one third of the thick one is intact, one third of one thin one is intact, and one third of the other thin one is also intact. That's why he uses the Russian tilt. It's not mentioned. For he can tilt the whole Chabchad. Messiah Rabbanoye, the Rabbanoye of Ashmuel, to the Sagidin Shomu, after the Messiah Benarik of the Tzavo, Sheol. So apparently it's Mashmah from that Russian of the Rosh. That what's the size of the Saro? That's a third of the length of the length of the. Now, if we say the length of the giving the right area is 16 squares, so that means one third of 16. If we say the length of the giving the right area is it's 4 squares, so a third of 4 squares, a third of 4 squares, so it's 4/3. 4/3 of an answer. So that's the shear of Kehulasam. Der Abaufes und der Hebel nicht mehr passt in der Rand. Die Abau gab nicht für Pero, die Rolle Hachner von der Kamme. Ello, schau mal irgendwie so den. So der Abaufes passt uns like the second version of the Rand. What's the second version of the Rand? That when the Nachtigut, der Zunges hat ihn getrennt, if Reif Kolecho Deachot, Reif Kolecho Deachot, Reif Kolecho Deachot. But the question is, so since they are good, and according to the first washing, there is a chuka, that even if one of the people who severed the Rube is correct, so why was it asking only if Nechta the Rube Kolecho Deachot, we collect. So as a matter of fact, the Shaykh says the Rosh himself, and the Zohar says that the culturally, whenever they are doing anything disorder, so we must like a second worship. Because the fact that Mava, Adi, and Babashi prevails at the end shows that they decided that this is Mika worship. So there is no Kashi, because here is the Vishnabhasa. So why does he ask here Kashi? All right. Bahagavi Sotnet is a Kashi. The Ahagavi Sotero with the whole Ahmed Kame, Elo Shonarigun, the kind one to Mava Abashe, the Nakshabu, being in the room. So that's a tennis is in Hanami. He couldn't give them this direct because the altars always fast for the second wash. But there are some who say, Wahi can't have altars in the room. And they say, that whenever they are two genius, things first in the resort, whenever they are two genius, so in the right side of the Tasmania Kumbe, whether it's the first version or the second version, and the Rabboni Kumbe again, whether it's the first version or the second version. So in the way, even though the Rabboni Shikhi is generally, that we always pass to the second version, but here we have a special reason as to why we have to pass to the second version. Because here we pass through like Mabarabashi, and Mabarabashi, our genre in the time when Mabarabashi, the Machsha, the Rebbeinu Rebbeinu. So the reason is why we pass through like the second version of Rab, not like the first version of Rab. Even though the first version of Rab is a Kumret, and according to one Shite, whenever there are two Shemes, we should pass through the Kumret, and when the first washing is the Chumre, we should pass the Chumre, because here, the second washing of Rav is in harmony with Mabarabashi. But the question is, how is it in harmony with Mabarabashi? Mabarabashi says, that as long as we have either opinion or opinion intact, so it's Russia. So it's Russia. But the second version of Rav is more ancient. The second version of Rav says that it's only trained if each one of the three Gini are seven. So that means that a thick one and the thick one and the two thin ones are seven. But suppose a thick one and one thin one are seven. And one thin one is intact, it's kosher. But Maharabashi says it's right, because then the Rabbinian and the Rabbinian is gone. So how does he say that? Here we pass from the second version of Rav, because we pass like Mabarabashi. The Machsha Rebbeinu, but the second version of Rav is Machsha, even when neither of them is intact, nor of them is intact. So what's the Pshat in the Rav? The Chilzot, so the Russian Zot. The Chilzot of the Yajit, which we pass by the Rav, the Mabarabashi, the Ochet Yerushalayim, my little bit for a hundred and a fifty, she treffes them to the Yitzhak Aline in the Steyre Tine, the Yitzhak Bulldog is Trenke. The Yitzhak Tine, the Rebaline is Trenke. The Rebaline is Trenke. So in other words, so he explains the second version of Rav, not literally. Literally, it is Ach, She, Mai, Rubin, Rif, Kolech, Odeach. So it's only trained if all the three Chutim, the Gini, are seven. But he says no, Rif, Kolech, Odeach, means that that it's Mitzak, the Rabbinian and the Rabbinian. But not that all the three Chutim have the Mitzak. This is how we explain it. So we understand. Alright. The Chayim Ulach, the Chayim Mitzak, Tine, the Rabbinian Treyfti. would like to finish well. According to Shmuel, in the second lesson, so even one third of each chut is intact, even though two thirds of each chut is separate, so it's also shame. We don't pass much. Adrein refers, he passed the gerab. The boy of then mentions another shot. Now the other shot, that's the shot of the Rambam and the Rambam. But the Rosh rejected. So in other words, the Rosh achieves that when the second Rosh of Rav says, Rav Kolechot Deachot, that doesn't mean Ramesh or Rav Kolechot, that only if all the three Gidim are separate only. He means Rav Kolechot Deachot. He means Rav Binyan and Rav Mun. Mamish like Mavarash. But then he says, but the Kashtis Haloshim of Rav Kolechot Deachot is not Rav Binyan and Rav Binyan, but all the three Chutim are separate. So, that's what the Rambam says. Avlein Mifosh Kashtis Haloshim people in Rav Kolechot Deachot, you can have it with him Abba Rabashim. In Roshanim, that's the Rambam's Pshat. In Rav Kolechot Deachot, Kriya Meribiyan and Meribiyan. So in other words, the Rambam Shiti is that there is no conflict between Mava Rabashis Memre, Mava Rabashis Memre, and second Roshan Rav. Because the second Roshan, Mavarabashi says that if the Rav Binyan is if the thick one is completely intact, even though the Rav Binyan is gone, so it's kosher. But implying that if the thick one is completely separate, one is completely separate, then it's great. So, Ilhanan, if the thick one is completely separate, and one thin one is completely separate, so then it's straight. But then it is straight.
The thin one
Because Mahabhar Abhashe says that even if one is intact, so as long as the thick one is not intact, and one thin one is not intact, so it's right, even though one thin one is intact, in which name, the rave, kolechot, deachot, goria, mirin, bin, mirin, and that the whole is tabakal, the pshite, the Mahabhar Abhashe, the steyer, rave, aline, rave, rave, tine, kosher, the rube, the kule, the kosher, rave, kolechot, deachot, the chashatarashnu, Shmuel Zu can keep the Russian therapies. But now let's see the Rambam. So the aloha is like Rav second word. You can coach a mitzvah, leave kolecho deacho treyim. It is a mishtaya, loyer of binyan, the loyer of minyan. Boha din ame, the yitzak, aline, the chadi ktina ligamre, treyim. In other words, if the thick one and one thin one were completely separate, not even one third remaining intact. So then, even though one thing one is intact, so then it's also great. Then it's also great. So, what in Amit the Yitzhakalim? The Chavim Tinoi Gamma, if the big one completely said, not even a mute, Jehuda Salvon remaining in him. So, and the Chadmikdine also completely severed, not even in Mashu Jehuda Salvon, one third of him, Jehuda Salvon is one third, so remaining in him. So then it's like, my time, El, Yilu Yitzakriya, Apple Gabri Shtaya, well, Mashu Alme, Mashu means, Mashu doesn't mean Mashu, without, Mashu means Jehuda Salvon. And from the oceans it appears that Jehuda Salvon is one third of the usual length of the Giri. So, Elo Yilu Yitzakriya, Apple Gabri Shtaya, well, Mashu, Mashu in the sense, the other way of being a man, he would be having a cool and a good day, tired, either for a while, he used to go down there, he shrinks. The Jasmin was a being a man, a lady had been sick, a woman to have a dinner down there. There's a combination. In other words, this is how we reconcile that second washing with Mabarash. With Mabarashi. It's according to the Ramban and the Ram. So in other words, when we read either opinion or opinion, only when the thick one is completely severed, not leaving in a mashing tech, mashing in the sense of Jehuda Sarabo, as long as it, as much as it is necessary to have thread and needle in order to sew up. Even if you have a tiny piece of thread, you couldn't sew up a rent with it. So that, it appears from the wash, that the third of the size of the tzumzagi. So in other words, when do you require either of being or being? Only when the the Aline is Yitzakligamre without the Kudasavo remaining, and one of the thin ones is Yitzakligamre without the signs of the Kudasavo remaining. Ello, the Aline was a Rebina, Rebina, Rechalit, Aline, Rechalit, Yitzakligamre, the Apple Gab, the Masha, the Almo, the Hoshele, the Ubi Kikule, after all, suppose, the thick one is severed away. The thick one is severed away. And but one third of the thick one is intact. And one thin one is also severed away. And one third of one thin one is intact. And then one thin one is completely intact. So why should it be shale after all? So maybe if it's two-thirds are separate, it should be considered as if the whole thing is separate. But here we do not say Ubi. But the Mashal on the Hosh and the Ubi is great. Hoche Hosh, the Shmuel. So even Mashal is equal. See, but the Mashal on the Hosh and the Ubi is great. Hoche Hosh, the Shmuel after